Okay, in the first year we discussed the halachos of what women are obligated to daven every day, and we came out that the Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Ramban, that women are obligated to daven two Shmona Esrays every day. And we said a very important halacha, that for married women that find it difficult to daven in the morning because they're busy with their children, so they should at least do like the Rambam, which means to say the Birchas HaTorah, which includes a Shevach, a Bakasha, and a Hodah. So every morning a person, even if they do not have time to daven Shmona Esrei, at least they should say the Birchas HaTorah, which is Lasok B'Divrei Sora, and Vaharevnon, Asher Bachar Banu, and Yivarecha, and Elu Dvarim. This halacha, that saying Birchas HaTorah at least fulfills for the opinion of the Rambam, is a very important halacha for two other reasons as well. Reason number one is the following. There's a halacha in, it's a Gemara in Brachos. And the Gemara in Brachos says that a person, both men and women, are not allowed to eat before they daven. And the Gemara explains the reason why it is forbidden to eat or drink before a person davens is that it is considered gaiva, it's considered haughtiness to take care of your own personal needs before you go ahead and take care of your spiritual needs. It's not proper to take care of your physical needs first. And there are those that say that this is an Isser Middeiraisa. Most Paiskim, and that's the way we assume the halacha, that this is only an Isser Derabanan. But either way, for men or for women, you are not allowed to eat before you daven. And this is really actually very important for single girls, because a lot of times they go to school, whether it's a Beis Yaakov or a seminary, and the school does not give them ample time. They come, they daven in school, but they do not have time to eat breakfast before class starts. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, and others, they say that since there is an advantage to daven together with the school, because this way it guarantees the fact that they're going to daven, and this way it's easier to have kavana surrounded by other girls that are davening, so what we let them do is we let them eat breakfast at home, and then later they will daven. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that they must say Birchas HaTorah first, and the reason why they should say Birchas HaTorah is to at least accomplish the opinion of the Rambam, that this is considered davening according to the Rambam. And then according to that opinion, it's considered as if they davened.
Entry and exit times are off.
And so that is important for girls to know. There are those that have the custom as well to say the first parasha of Kriya Shema, fine, but at least to say brachos. This is also very important when it comes to Shabbos morning. Now this is true for single girls and for married women, because like we've been saying, that a person is not allowed to eat before they daven. However, on Shabbos morning, there's another aspect, that a person is not allowed to eat before Kiddush. So just to mention quickly, very important, when we say that you can't eat before davening, and we said you're not allowed to drink, the halacha is that water, you are allowed. Water, you're allowed to drink. And the Paiskim tell us that coffee and tea is included in water. The same way you're allowed to drink water, that's not considered gaiva. A person is allowed to have coffee and tea. And Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and others, they say that a person is not only allowed to have coffee and tea, but a person is... Then not only can they have coffee and tea, but they are also able to add milk and sugar, because nowadays that's considered normal to have milk and sugar. So that's not considered gaiva. So a person is allowed to have milk and sugar in their coffee. I asked a shayla in regards to iced coffee. I was told that iced coffee is mainly milk, and since it's mainly milk, a person is not allowed to have iced coffee before they daven. But on Shabbos, it's very important, because once a person davens, then their obligation of Kiddush kicks in as well. Before they daven, they can't have an obligation of Kiddush, because they're not allowed to make Kiddush, they're not allowed to eat anything or drink anything. However, once they daven, then a person is obligated in Kiddush. And we paskin that once somebody has to make Kiddush, then they're not allowed to have even water. So really, it gets complicated when a person wants to eat something. Let's say the men are not coming home from shul till 11:30 or something, and they're very hungry, and they want to eat. So if a person has already davened, they're not allowed to have anything unless they make Kiddush. So if a person is only planning on davening brachos, because they're not able to daven Shmona Esrei, let's say even on Shabbos, they're busy with their kids at home, once they have said Birchas HaTorah, then for them, some opinions say that, oh, they have finished davening now, because they have said their brachos, and which fulfills according to the Rambam, then once they have an obligation of Kiddush, they can't eat anything unless they want to make Kiddush. So it's very important. The person wants to have a bowl of cereal or just some rugelach or something, because their husbands, the men, are not coming home for quite some time before the men come home for the Suda. A person has to be cognizant of these two very important halachos, that a person cannot eat anything before they daven, and even if they're allowed to maybe have a coffee, but once they do finish their davening, then they are not allowed to have anything else unless they make Kiddush. A second area where this halacha is very important, that if a person says Birchas HaTorah, that fulfills their davening, at least according to the Rambam, is that the Shulchan Aruch says that a person is not allowed to be busy with your needs or travel before they daven. A person is not allowed to be busy with their needs or travel. And the Rama comes along and says that people are lenient, some are lenient, if you say brachos. If at least you say Birchas HaTorah, so then you're allowed to travel somewhere, or you're allowed to take care of your own needs. Now the Rama says that it's good to be machmir about this, but that is a leniency if you say brachos. I travel all the time. If I want to go travel to a bris and I want to travel somewhere, so that's considered traveling before I daven. So at least a person should say brachos. Now, there are exceptions. The Mishnah Berurah says for a mitzvah, that's an exception. If you're traveling to a mitzvah, Rabbi Yashav says helping your kids, taking care of your kids, is also considered a mitzvah. So then perhaps a person wouldn't need to say brachos before taking care of a mitzvah. You want to go pick up somebody from the airport, but the Mishnah Berurah does say practically that even if you're going to do a mitzvah, a person should say brachos first. Right away, a person should say brachos in the morning, if you're going to take care of other things. There's a big discussion as far as taking a shower before a person davens. Also, preferably you should step out of the bathroom, wash negavasa, step out of the bathroom, say all the brachos, then go back in. You're allowed to say brachos in your pajamas, and you go back in, and a person would go ahead and take a shower. And as far as a man checking all his emails and doing business, definitely, at least brachos should be said before all of that takes place. And there's a great lesson from all of this. All these halachas that we're saying, as far as not eating before davening, and as far as not taking care of your needs before you daven, that teaches us that the first thing a person needs to wake up, when a person wakes up, the first thing that has to be on their mind is something ruchnius. And we're all very, very busy people, and we have things to take care of in regards to parnasa, in regards to family, and many, many jobs that we have, and many, many things we have to take care of. And a person is allowed to take care of them, they're supposed to take care of them, and a person who does, let's say, who can afford it, is allowed to have a fancy car, and a person is allowed to have a fancy house, and a person is allowed to have certain luxuries that they can afford, not to show it off, but they're allowed to have it. But a person has to realize that that is not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is not our physical needs, is not our gashmius needs, but the main thing that should be on our minds is our ruchnius. And yet, a person is allowed to enjoy themselves, but the end result should be that because of this, since I'm able to enjoy it, I could concentrate more on my ruchnius. And a person is allowed to use the gifts that Hashem gave them, but that is not what we're here in this world for. When we wake up in the morning, first thing we say Moda'ani, right away, it's something ruchnius, and a person needs to daven, at least the opinion of the Rambam, before they eat and before they take care of all their other physical needs. And that is the lesson, and that's how we start off the day, to teach us for the entire day that everything we have is for the purpose of ruchnius, whether it's for our own ruchnius or to give over the ruchnius to our children or to support the ruchnius of our spouses. But that is the lesson of these two halachos, that a person needs to have the complete focus on the ruchnius as much as they can throughout the day.